From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying, the U.S. and Russia have announced plans to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and the rebels during the past week in the northern city of Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their roles in the deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. It also concluded the incident was not a war crime. Finding is consistent with a preliminary investigation released by the U.S. military in November, when commanders emphasized that the U.S. forces, both on the ground and in the air, did not intentionally target the hospital. More than 200 people, including three African presidents, attended the opening of a three-day summit near Mount Kenya, where activists and officials have gathered to discuss the future of Africa's elephants and their habitats. Poaching has escalated to alarming heights in recent years, as 100,000 African elephants were killed between 2010 and 2012 alone. Tens of thousands continue to be poached every year across the continent. This is VOA News.